Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, this is World Form Zen Fighting Champion John Chong, and you're listening to the AMAA Legends and Pioneers Radio Blog Show with Professor Gary Lee and the Sport Karate Museum Archives, connecting the history one warrior at a time. Enjoy.
This program is sponsored by the American Martial Arts Alliance Foundation and Elite Publications. Everyone has a story. You just have to get it out. Visit Elite Publications at www.elitepublications.org.
Good evening, everybody, and welcome to our After Thanksgiving show. We've got an incredible show tonight, and I'm very excited about introducing my special guest. But tonight, before we introduce him, I get to introduce the producer that has put us on the air for the past 10 years. And we are very thankful for him. We are very thankful for the fact that we are here in your living room every Tuesday night sharing Sport Karate with the five, our special guests, and our incredible sponsors that we are, XL Unleashed. But before we talk about our incredible guest tonight and the five will be here in a few minutes, I get to introduce my producer, the man with the vision to put together the Who's Who books, the man that put together Elite Publication, the man that put together the new cookbook with Michael Hornsby, my producer, Hunchy Jesse Bowen. Hunchy Bowen, are you there, sir?
I am, sir. How are you doing? And happy after Thanksgiving.
Yes, I am very thankful, as I was saying to my listeners, to be able to work with an incredible man like you. Now, we've got some incredible things that are coming up in the future, and let's share that with our listeners. The magazine, the store, and how long does the Black Friday sale last? Is that going to be for a week?
It's going to be going on until Friday. So, you know, get your items because we have to order that stuff and ship it to you. And guess what? We're only about 3 weeks out from Christmas. So if you want those special things, you know, from the Sport Karate Museum, so you better go and check them out now. We have, you know, our author program that we're doing that you can become a published author. And not just a published author, you can become an international best-selling author by joining us in the release of the Elite Martial Artists in America compilation book. You know, this year we have Art Camacho's featured in there. We have Grandmaster Ron Van Cleese that's featured in there, and other key martial artists that's talking about the secrets to life, the secrets to leadership, and the secrets to business. So, and then, you know, we kick off January. We have Cecil Goldberg's book going to be coming out, and this is a tribute to, that's going to be coming out, and that's going to be, you know, really super fantastic. And then, you know, we go into the year in August. We are in Charlotte, North Carolina, for the Who's Who in the Martial Arts Legends Awards Banquet and the new legacy book that's got, you know, Grandmaster Norris and everyone that's actually, we published a book in tribute to, will be featured as a part of that cover. And then we go, into October, you know, heading with you, and we'll be promoting the children. And so we just got a lot of great things happening.
Well, that's exciting. And, you know, the exciting part is, Hunchy Bowen, you have vision. You've really put your vision to work. And, let me ask you a question. The article I sent, is that going to be one of these magazines coming out pretty soon?
Yes, sir. That will be coming out in our December issue of the magazine, and we're doing something totally different with the magazine. So martial artists, you know, it's really tough to get into a magazine to promote your community.
Yeah.
So we are starting a brand new marketing program just for martial artists to be able to utilize the magazine to promote themselves in their community. So, you know, we got a lot of good stuff coming out. So, yes, sir, your article will be in that upcoming December issue of the magazine.
That sounds so exciting. Now, again, tell people how they would get involved and get the magazine, or how they can get the magazine, maybe on a subscription, or how are you setting up? Tell my listeners how they would get involved with the magazine one more time.
Okay, sure. So you can go to our website, which is Who's Who in the Martial Arts, and there's a magazine page there. You can subscribe. You can actually go to our store, and in our store there's a section, when you enter bookstore, there's a section there for the magazine. So all of our past magazines, current magazines, you can order it there, or you can go to Amazon, and the magazine is the Martial Arts Extraordinaire magazine. And you can go to MagCloud, you can get the magazine there. So, you know, anywhere that online stores, you can pretty much get a copy of the magazine. If you're not able to, you can just, you know, email me at amaawhoswho@gmail.com to the magazine sent out to you.
Super. Now, we are working also on a Black Friday sale. Tell my listeners what you've done with that, with the incredible items that you have at the museum store, please.
Yeah, so, you know, we have, if you go to the Who's Who in the Martial Arts website, and when you click on the store, you can either click on books or merchandise. And so when you click on, you go to Sport Karate Museum History Book, and that's a whole section that's set up. And so if you want to get a T-shirt, you want to get a book, this year we've got clocks. We have Christmas ornaments that say Sport Karate Museum. We even have a mouse pad this year. So, you know, you
wall
want to get one of those hoodies.
You got wall clocks.
Yeah. So, you know, we've added a couple things in there. So go and get it now. If you're a part of the Sport Karate Museum and, you know, and you love it like I do, you want to, you know, go there and pick up something so you're, you know, that you're, number one, supporting the Sport Karate Museum, but you've got that, you know, that part of that of the museum with you. And especially if you, these Christmas tree ornaments, you can get, hang a ornament on your tree, you know, so we have some really super great things. You know, it's getting cold, so you need a hoodie.
Now, we got a special code, too, isn't it? History 23, use it checkout and they get a special. That's where they get the special discount. Is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm.
That yeah, they
History
can use that code.
Mm-hmm. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Now, and they get 20%
discount. We're not going to be on the air on the December 26th show, but we're getting ready for our new schedule. So if anybody out there is listening, you feel you have someone that deserves an interview with Professor Gary Lee or Hunter Bowen, give us a call. And you can reach me at 713-483-0476 or ProfessorGaryLee@gmail.com. And Hunter Bowen, share your email one more time, please.
Yeah, the best email to reach me at is going to be info@elitepublications.org. Again, that's info@elitepublications.org. And we're also looking for, you know, martial artists that want to start a podcast or may have a podcast and you're not getting people to listen to your podcast. We're looking to have people that would be interested in joining, you know, our network. So we have three other days during the week that we have available for people that would like to host a podcast or blog radio show on our network.
Well, I can promise to anybody out there listening, it's been a blast these past through the years, and look forward to the next year coming up and our incredible schedule we're going to have with incredible people every week. And how to go on as we go into the new season on a personal basis. I wish you the best, you and Gwen and your family, a very, very, Merry Christmas. And we'll be going with, I think, what, two more shows, and then we'll be going into the first of the year. You take care, sir, wherever you end up going. You're going to say you're going to be in Charlotte?
Yes, sir. Going to hang out in Charlotte, North Carolina.
Cool. Well, listen, sir, you take care, and I'll see you real soon, okay?
All right, sir. Be blessed.
You bet. Ladies and gentlemen, that is Haji Jesse Bowen, my producer for Parts Unknown, Uncensored. Now, did my co-host get on, Dean Piles and A.J. Perry?
I'm here, Professor. It's Wolverine right here.
Hey, Wolverine. Let me introduce you. You know, the neat thing about being on the radio and talking to hundreds or thousands of people a week about sport karate, you surround yourself with the most incredible sport karate players you can find. Well, a few years ago, I was blessed to be able to adopt from one of the greatest karate fighters who ever lived, Mr. Joe Louis, one of his students. And his name is Dean Piles. Now, his official name now, the nickname he wore, and we'll talk about that a little bit later, his official name is the Wolverine. And I believe that Joe called him the Wolverine for a couple reasons. Well, because he says what he means what he says, and he certainly can back it up. And he's been my co-host of this radio show for a few years now, and I get to introduce him as a NASCAR world champion many times. He owns a school in Florida. He is one of the top producers now we have in the martial art community with his incredible Eight Angry Spartans production company. He runs the Wolverine Nation. He is also just an incredible individual. A Marine. Hurrah! He is also one of the most influential people in our Indian community we have today in America. I want to bring one right now. We call him the Wolverine, but he's known as Dean Piles. Dean. Wolverine.
Yes, sir.
Animal, how you doing?
Doing good, sir. Well, thank you for that introduction. Man, that was good. Oh, same to you,
You. You deserve it. And, you know, tonight I get to interview a really cool guy. He's a old Shotokan guy. And I know you trained in Shotokan for a while, too. So you'll enjoy
it. Yes, sir.
I want to bring him on right now. He, golly, we go back almost 40 years. Now, he ran, I think he closed the school down, but for years, he ran a school in the Third Ward of Houston, which is known throughout the country, America, as one of the original gangster areas in America, in Houston. And, I mean, it was tough, man. And I used to go down there to a dojo that was run by Percy Mungu. And, anyway, this man, he ran his school down there in the area for all those years, and he became my friend many years ago because he's a real hardcore Shotokan guy. And my background in Shotokan kind of drew me to him because he was so cool. He also a pretty good weapons man. I'm going to bring one right now. This is Johnny Hunter from Houston, Texas. Johnny, you there?
Yes, Louis. How you doing, Professor? I'm here. Make an intro.
Hey, Johnny, I'm doing great, buddy. And I'm, you know, that introduction was kind of less because I could have talked more about the fact that every year, for instance, I think for the past 5 years, you've brought an adult or a junior competitor to Cotter Wars. Now, I want to ask you, Johnny, because you've been one of the biggest supporters, and you also a history general for the Sport Car Museum. Why do you support the history, Johnny? Why is it so important to support the history?
Well, I support the History Museum because it's important to remember where we come from. You know, we lost a lot of members, people I grew up watching, it's the martial, my heroes. If nobody keep up the history, I mean, we'd be all forgotten. You know, we never forget where we come from. And
yeah.
So I think you're doing an excellent job by, you know, bringing everybody together for one thing, the ones that are still living. You bring everybody under one roof. I mean, hey, you know, it's a beautiful thing. You know, a lot of people frown on the Hall of Fame and all this other stuff, but to me, watching the Academy Awards with music and other baseball and football, and I think karate has had the same thing. I mean, you've been doing the gallery for what, over 40 years now?
30.
I think it's a beautiful thing.
30 years.
Yeah, yeah, I saw that. Yeah, I think it's a beautiful thing. I mean, I wish you much success in the near future. You know, keep doing what you're doing. I'm definitely support it, you know, much as I can. So we there for you no matter what. So,
Johnny, do you remember the first time you saw me? Was it at Bombay Creation Center? Or where did we meet at? Was it Astroworld? Where was it?
I think it was Astroworld. I saw you at Astroworld performing. I used to work also at, what's that, Office Supply, or what's that, 100?
Okay.
Supply store. I used to be a salesman. You used to come to get your fishing rods and stuff. I don't know if you remember, I was a young kid. I was going to say behind the car. I used to see you wrote your check and said, oh, why Kimpo? I said, oh, yeah, I remember you.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. And then, of course, in the tournaments, you know, I'm doing the bow staff and the chuckers and stuff. And so, and also when Master Zawa was still living, he came to an event that was held at the Marriott, and you was emceeing it. He was in the, he actually was in the audience, and people didn't know that. He actually was in the kickboxing event.
Okay.
Was 45. And you did, you and your student did a beautiful demonstration.
That was a long time ago, man.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that was a while back.
Yeah, that was a while back. Yeah, so we go back
to
many years.
Brother Jesse Gladney. Remember Brother Jesse?
Brother Jesse, yeah, he's still around. He's in the same location.
He is?
I talked to him a few months ago. Yeah, he's doing good.
Good, good. Yeah, there was a bunch of bad people back in the day that could really fight, you know. And I was very lucky to be adopted by you guys. Now, who'd you make black belt under, Johnny?
Well, I made my black belt under? I made black belt under Master Magoo. I made my black belt under Master Zuma Ozawa. That's the
no kidding, you were under Percy? I just thought you were hung out with him. I didn't know you made black belt under.
Yeah, I've been a Master Magoo since I was, what, 8, 9 years old. I grew up in that.
Percy was crazy.
I grew up, yeah.
Percy, yeah.
Master Percy had
remember back in the days he was downtown. I forgot what street was that. But he allowed me to go there and fight bare knuckle with all his black belts. It was crazy, man. And we had so much fun. And then he'd always take me out to eat African food. I don't forget that. And I'd tell him, I said, Percy, I ain't going to eat this shit. I ain't going to eat this crap. He said, no, Gary, you're good. It's good. And I mean, I got turned on to grasshoppers and beetles and roaches and all kinds of stuff that That was a delicacy. It was cool. But Percy used to come to all my tournaments. I used to do the Karate Old Society tournaments. And he'd bring a bunch of crazy other black belts. And they were, you know, you guys are crazy, Johnny.
Yeah, he was definitely a character. Yeah, his first dojo, he was Alpha Wheeler. We was at the what's that TSU gym before he had an official dojo. We was training in the university gym. Then he moved over to Alpha Francis and Darling. And then later on, the last school was Alpha Alameda. So I was with him before, you know, as he set up the dojos on Francis, then moved from there to Alameda.
Yeah. Now,
what
rank are you now? What rank are you now?
Now, I have a 6th Dan. I have 8th Dan from the UKC under Master Guerrero. And the TKIC, which is founded by Master Zawa, I hold a 6th Dan in Shotokan, traditional Shotokan.
Well, you know what, Johnny?
And, of course, I got promoted by Master Donna Marcel in the Black Dragon. Tent Den, but I rarely claim that, but he promoted me to Tent Den, but officially in Shotokan, I'm a 6th Den from Master Zawa. That's come from
I want to make it official. Mm-hmm. This year we're going to be honoring the youth with a youth conference, and I'm bringing in the pioneers to meet the youth. And through the museum, because of your support and what you've done, I want you to call me after the show, because I believe it's time that the Sport Card Museum cross-ranks you and honors you to your down rank that you deserve. And we'll talk about whether it be a 6th or 7th. But we need to do that this year, Johnny. You deserve it. And, I thought about this. I talked to Candy about it. I called 2 or 3 other history generals. So it's been approved. I just want to talk to you about what Don Rank will decide to do it, and we'll cross rank you this year, and maybe you'll bring a couple of the youth to the youth conference for me. Can you do that for me?
Oh, sure. Yeah, I'll be on the two, sir.
You bet, buddy. That's October 4th and 5th at the West Chase Marriott in Houston, Texas. And you can find out more about it by going to www.sportkaratemuseumarchives.com. And there's going to be a page up there eventually that'll teach you who, what, when, where, and how you can participate in this year's Legends, the Youth Conference. Meet some pioneers. Now, Johnny, I don't want you to go anywhere, because I'm going to bring you back here in a few minutes, and we're going to play the Legends Name Game. This is where I'll say a name, and you get to talk about them, whether you like them or you don't. And that's how we'll close show out. All right, Johnny? So don't go anywhere. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm talking to Mr. Johnny Hunter from Houston, Texas, one of my history generals of the Sport Karate Museum and a master instructor of Shotokan. Now, I get to do something really cool each week. I put together 5 incredible people from across the country to talk about various topics each week. And it's really been a big hit, because the topics we talk about, well, sometimes people don't know about the topics we talk about. It's hearsay, but these incredible 5 people, and including my host, they know what they're talking about, and they're very passionate about the history. And we're going to talk about that right now. 5 topics about the martial arts community. And the first person I want to bring on is one of my co-hosts. Did AJ get on yet? Well, maybe AJ didn't call in yet, or he's busy. But is Dean there? Wolverine, are you there?
Yes.
Okay, Wolverine, I want to ask you. Here we go, buddy. You're in a championship, a major championship. You're on stage in front of all the spectators, your instructors, your students, family. And it's a major championship. It's one that you need to win, but you lose. How do you handle it, Wolverine? How would you handle it?
I really hate questions like this because I feel like, you know, if you answer it, then the next time, you know, you're in that situation, something will happen. So I got to knock on wood. You know, thank God I've not had that happen. And knock on wood, but you know, if so, I have been in that situation where I've got my whole family and everything out there, you know, watching and waiting. But you know, you would want to conduct yourself with the same way you conduct yourself when you win, because you know things are not going to go your way every single time, and you know you just have to learn to, you know, be gracious, and you know, if it's katas or things like that, well then it's somebody else's opinion. If it's a fight and you get knocked out, or you know, you get tapped, then you know that guy caught you in something because maybe you know you wasn't aware of something, you wasn't on your game that day. I mean, a lot of things can happen in a fight game, because everybody always assumes that when you're getting ready to be in a major fight that on that day, you're 100% ready to go with nothing. But as people that compete in that know that, you know, a lot of times you may be sick, or you've been training and you've got, you know, some injuries now you got to kind of work around, or some strains or sprains that you have to deal with. But at all costs, you should always conduct yourself with the utmost respect. Because that's what's going to bring honor to your instructors and show that integrity, so that everyone that sees you on that day, win or lose, goes, okay, that guy amplifies what I want to be, and, you know, they have something to look up to no matter what. And that's the best way to do it, you know, be a good example no matter which way it goes.
Spoken,
so that's kind of the way I would handle it.
Spoken as a true champion, Wolverine. So welcome to have you back. I missed the past week or two, but I know you're so busy with the Eight Angry Spartans production company because you're making movies now.
Well,
I know you're busy, but we missed you, buddy. We missed you.
Yeah, busy doing that, and then busy training the military because, you know, it's a weird time right now. So.
Yeah, it is. But you know what? I feel a little protected every night knowing that the Wolverine is a fish. Now, let's talk about all that. You're not the nickname Wolverine anymore. That's officially your name. Tell my listeners why they call you Wolverine. Tell me what's going on with that.
So, back at the beginning of November, I was added to the Tribal Council, the Appalachian Cherokee Tribes, and so when they do that, they do a naming ceremony or a renaming ceremony. So they officially made my name in Cherokee is Ku'e'ku'asu, which is Wolverine. And I'll also be teaching, you know, part of my thing is like war chief. So that would be like tribal security, as you will. Then I'll also be teaching Cherokee language, the Eastern Band Blue Ridge Cherokee dialect. So
cool.
I'll be doing that also.
Well, we're awful proud of you, man. I mean, all the people of the Five and, you know, Dr. Lee, we're all proud of you, Reggie. And it's called you, Reggie. We're all proud of you, Dean, and what you've done with the Indian Nation, and what you've done with Eight Angry Spartans and the movie production company, and working with the movie and stuff. I'm just proud of you, man. So you keep your hands up. And as the new year begins, which that you'll help me. Maybe say what I'll do. After the show, I want to call you because I want to get some of the people you know that we get on the radio show. We can interview them. Okay? So
yep.
you keep your hands
yep.
up, big guy. I'll talk to you real
yep.
soon, okay?
Yep.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, that is one of my co-hosts that I've had for years now and my student, Mr. Dean Piles. But originally, we used to nickname him the Wolverine, but officially now, he is the Wolverine. So we miss AJ tonight. God bless him. I hope he's okay. And he'll be on next week. Now, I want to bring on the five. Now, this is important. These are five incredible people that we put together to talk about various topics. Now, as I said, Mortis Radilat will be off tonight. And Adam Jay is be called a little bit later. Okay, but I want to bring on this first man. He's an American hero. He's a Marine. Hurrah! He is one of those amazing men that can be there for you when you need him the most. He is one of these incredible advisors that we have at the Sport Crime Museum to help keep the museum fresh and up to date and also in the rich history that we have developed through the Sport Crime Museum. He is an expert shooter. I mean that not just because he's a Marine, but he's a championship, world champion type shooter that goes to competitions around the country. He is a Silver Star recipient with the highest honors in the military and also an advisory board of the official military board that we have for the Sport Crime Museum. He is on the weekly radio show as part of the Five. And I get to bring him on right now, Colonel Bill Torres. Colonel, are you there, sir?
Yes, sir, I am. Thank you for that wonderful introduction. I am humbled.
Well, I'm getting better after all these months and hopefully years I get to introduce you weekly. I'm going to get better, I promise.
I don't see how you can.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving, sir?
Yes, sir, I did. We had a low-key Thanksgiving. We had it Friday instead of Thursday because the friends that we invited over were not able to make it on Thursday. So we decided to hold off and have our Thanksgiving with our close friends, low-key, on Friday, and we had a wonderful time.
Now, the one part I left out in the introduction, you're actually a SICA champion. Now, SICA is the organization that ran sport karate tournaments back in the 70s called the Southeastern Karate Association. So this topic tonight is right down your alley. Here we go. You're in a competition. And you're on stage fighting in that competition. Now, this competition is important to you. You really want to win it. You trained for it hard. But you lost in front of the spectators, in front of your students, in front of your friends, in front of your family, maybe even in front of your instructor. How do you handle it, Colonel? How would you handle it?
Well, first and foremost, I have to echo something that my warrior brother just said a few minutes ago, and that's be a good example. That's right on key with how we should handle anything. I didn't lose. I learned a lesson, and I need to provide that good example. You didn't get to that stage of possibly winning without others acknowledging you and looking at you and watching you and trying to emulate you. So it is critical that you be a good example. It is critical that you take it internally as a lesson and not a loss. And I can remember a time when I came in second, but I felt that I won a golden opportunity. Right after I won SICA in 76, I went over to Okinawa, and 3 days after getting to Okinawa, I find out that the Okinawan Karate Championship, all Okinawa Karate Championship, was being put on that weekend. I decided to join. I did well, and I wound up fighting in the finals with the son of the grandmaster that I was seeking to join. So I came in second place.
Well,
the
sir,
grandmaster,
you know, you know, I was doing the research for this question this week, and I went to my diary. I used to keep a diary, 80s and 70s and early 90s. And golly, Bob, it's crazy. I think it was 1993. I was ranked in the top 10 in six different tournament circuits. And I look back and I looked at, I won like 137 third places. And I look back and I look and go, golly, Bob, that was a lot of losses. But not really. Not really. And I took those losses different ways. But I certainly took my losses differently in the 70s more than I did in the 90s. I matured a little bit more. And I always said, thank you, opponent. Shook his hand. Hugged him if I could. Just let him know it was appreciative just to compete against and be on stage. So it was important. Thank you, Colonel. Did you have a good Thanksgiving, sir?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We had it on Friday instead of Thursday, but it was great. But again, I took a significant loss, and I said, that's not a loss. That's an opportunity for me to work on the things that I need to work on and come back stronger.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Well, we appreciate your wisdom every week and look forward to the upcoming year when you get to speak at the youth conference in October and also every week that you're on the show with the Incredible Five. You take care, Colonel Torres. God bless you.
Thank you, sir. Likewise.
Now, yes, sir. That's Colonel Phil Torres. Now, another member of the Five, it's very important. He is an important part of the museum because he's an advisor. He's a history general. And also this year, we get to say thank you to him as one of the Blockbuster will be honoring. He is the president and right now in charge of the United States Martial Arts Hall of Fame. And with anything that has the United States in front of it, that's authentic. It's very powerful. Now, he's an incredible man and a leader. In fact, he is known as the Black Belt Leader, and I have him part of the Five every week and his knowledge. I want to bring on Dr. John Terry. Dr. Terry, there, sir.
I am here, my friend. How are you?
Hey, John, happy Thanksgiving. Hope you had a good one.
I did, thank you.
You bet. Now you're on stage, and you're fighting for a major championship. It's something that you feel you have to win, and you train for it hard, but you lost. And you lost in front of the spectators, in front of your friends, your family, your daughter, maybe even your instructor. How do you handle it? How do you handle it, John?
You know, Professor Lee, I've been there. I was the top-ranked competitor for 4 consecutive years in the SWAT karate circuit, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Missouri, and Kansas. And I went to the Kansas Open as the top-ranked competitor. Didn't make it to the finals. I lost in the prelims. And first time it had ever happened. And I knew immediately what I had to do because it was something my mom had taught me from the time I was a young child. Whether you win or whether you lose, you always act in grace. You're grateful when you win. You're grateful for the opportunity to learn what you didn't do to succeed when you fail. So you see a failure as a learning opportunity. You know, my mentor, Dr. John Maxwell, says sometimes you win, sometimes you learn. And he's written a book about that, and it's true. That every time we show up, we may not be the best. And even if we're the top-ranked competitor in a circuit, not every time do we walk away as the grand champion or the winner of an event. But every time we show up, whether we win or lose, we can be the very best version of ourselves. We can model what it means to be a martial artist. And we can acknowledge that that day, we were not the best of the best, but we can celebrate the fact that someone else was, and they had their moment to shine when we didn't have an opportunity to shine. That, to me, is the answer to the question.
Well, thank you, Dr. Terry. And I know you have been there. And, you know, we've got some really, really important avenues coming up in the next coming year. And, you know, I'm excited about honoring you and bringing your career to Four Light. So thank you for being a part of the five. As we go into the new year, John, you know, I want you to keep your hands up always. But remember, your wisdom is so important to me. Thank you, John. Thank you, John.
Thank you, my friend. I appreciate you very much.
You bet. Now, did Karen Slatcher get on yet?
Yes, sir.
Karen.
I'm here.
Okay, Karen. Okay, I want to ask you a question because I know you've been there. You're on stage. You're fighting for a major championship that you trained for hard. And you really feel you have to win. But you lose in front of the spectators, in front of your friends, in front of your family, in front of your students, in front of black belts that you know. How do you handle it?
Well, I would say with grace and dignity and also with a little bit of charm, my idea was to present that day in the best, so over ready that I couldn't lose. You know, I had to be so spot on, and I had to have that kata razor sharp and my fighting skills. It just was, to me, don't get in it if you're not ready to be 100% better than everybody else, you know, that attitude. And so if you lose, you look around like maybe, you know, to the crowd like, whoa, okay. And you smile, and everyone knows that you didn't get fairly. You know, you weren't judged fairly. That kind of attitude like, okay, if you really do believe you won it, then you just accept it with a smile. But the whole thing is you never know who's watching. And that's what's so important to remember, because there are parents watching, there are prospective coaches watching. You just never know how your actions are going to be remembered. So always.
See, I didn't bring that up. That's a good point. Yeah, people out there who are potential sponsors, maybe help you get involved in the bigger and better environment. So you don't want to.
You can't curse and scream or start a fight or anything. You have to do your absolute best and smile through it, remembering that you don't know who's watching. You don't know who's filming you anymore. It never had to be. That was never really a worry of ours back in the day.
Well, everybody's got a camera now.
Everybody's got a camera now, and so everything you say or do is going to be on that film. And you know, it's money. It's money as far as possibly getting new students or being hired for a commercial or for a private group. You don't know. So you have to be your very best, and you have to be a good loser, and you have to know how to play the game.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving, Karen?
Yes, I did. I'm here with my daughter in New Jersey till tomorrow morning. I'm excited.
Good. Well, I'll tell you a really quick story. It won't take but a minute. I took a man to a major tournament back in the 80s, and he was going to sponsor, seriously, out of his own pocket, his company. He sent over 5 tournaments within the circuit, and he was impressed. And I took him to this major tournament, and we sat there at my booth in front of a junior division, and in the junior division, this parent was allowed to come into the ring, slap his child in front of the black belt judges and the center referee, and nobody did anything. But the man that was with me watched it. Afterwards, he said, "Look, Gary, what you want to do, I'll sponsor you. But I'm not going near these tournaments with a 10-foot pole."
Wow.
And that goes to show you that people don't realize that people are watching you whatever you do. And
all
you
got to
set the example. With your parent, with your competitor, with your black belt. And, I'm proud of the 5. I'm proud of you guys to be able to talk about the topics and how you feel about them every week. So as we go on to the new year, Karen, I'm so proud that you share your wisdom every week with me. And you take care. Are you going to New Jersey to Christmas, or are you staying in North Carolina?
I'm
going to
be in North Carolina for Christmas, yeah.
Well, expect a call from that crazy Hawaiian guy.
I hope so.
All right. Well,
yeah.
Listen,
and congratulations,
care, okay?
Dean. I'd like to say congratulations to Grandmaster Dean Piles, too. Quite an honor.
Absolutely. What an honor. Really cool. Yeah.
Yes.
So anyway, you take care. We'll talk to you.
I will, sir.
Did AJ get on by chance yet? I guess AJ got tied up tonight. Okay, how about Adam James? Okay, we're missing Adam James, too. So we'll go right into the incredible people I've been dealing with for the past 6 years. Now, we're right smack in the middle of what they call AI, artificial intelligence. And there's another part of AI called virtual reality. We put on a headset, the Apple Pro, the Oculus Quest 3, the Rift, and the headset within a computer program takes you inside, and you get to be inside the program. Now, with this incredible new program called SetVR XL Unleash, they get to take the Sportcrafted Museum history into your mind. We have profiles of incredible people and also a hologram that will kick your butt. Well, I'll tell you what, I've got the co-inventor on the radio show every week to give you updates on SetVR Unleashed. Also, you go to www.sportkaratemuseumarchives.com. And SetVR XL Unleashed has its own page. But he's on the air right now. I'll bring him on. He's a 9th-grade black belt. He's a sport crime museum. He is an advocate of Kung Fu and the co-inventor of SetVR XL Unleashed. A real doctor who saves lives works in a hospital every day. Dr. Reginald Lee. Reggie, you there, sir?
Good evening, sir. How are you?
Good evening. Tell my listeners a little bit about what SetVR XL is. Go ahead, sir.
Absolutely. My developers and I and my partners are working and planning to be the first on your program to unveil a spectacular platform that I believe will definitely make you fall off your chair. Professor Gary, the tsunami is coming. Professor Garley, we are super excited that Door XL Unleashed recently updated the program whereby you, Professor Garley, will be introduced as the Wisdom Warrior as a Samurai Ninja. Door XL Unleashed, a program to test your skills in a simulation program as well as to be educated on those amazing history generals whom have blazed the trail before us in sports karate. The program has been designed to help you develop a reflex response against a sudden and random attack to neutralize without hesitation, to help you in your journey to be a faster and interactive fighter while having fun in a simulation game-like program, to be able to see the practice your skills and self-defense practice anytime, anywhere, when you want. But set me or you know it, you will not be outside looking into our program. We'll be actually immersed into a simulation program just like the military and police has their simulation program. This is a simulation program for self-defense for martial arts. You'll be moving 360 degrees in a cutting-edge program whereby Hollywood will attack you when you least expect it with sudden and random attacks. We've chosen a dark alleyway where bad things usually happen, and Hollywood will actually get into your personal space prior to the attack to create an adrenaline effect. It's during this adrenaline surge, the fight or flight mode is whereby one would normally have a momentary pause in 35, 40, 50% of what they've been taught, and whereby using muscle memory or reflex response will be your only best recourse to neutralize the attack. This is a metaphor of placing your hand on a hot to move reflexively. Or imagine to be able to practice in a program whereby you can practice the art of moving, to practice the art of isobaki, moving angular linear circuit to place yourself in a position of an advantage for neutralization of your attacker. With the Oculus Quest headset, you'll be actually transported into a program whereby the cause will appear and will attack you when least expected. The goal is to be able to practice the angular linear circuit and place you in advantage of a position of neutralization to improve your skills in timing, speed, and accuracy, and the goal of developing a reflex response to neutralize without hesitation. This is a platform where you continue to practice what you've been taught in cognitive forums in your schools on an application program against a random task to practice anytime, anywhere, when you want. We've implemented a program of mindfulness, of stretching, meditation exercise, and we'll also present you with your own personal yoga instructor. So please continue to visit our website at SetVR XL Unleashed. We continue to be proud to introduce Professor Garley from Sports Karate Museum to be the future platform of his vision of the Sports Karate Museum and virtual reality, whereby we have introduced Professor Garley as the Wisdom Warrior at the gate of the history portal. But before meeting the Wisdom Warrior, one must neutralize the hologram attacker at the gate of the history portal and be brought back into the courtyard to meet the core history generals. With that being said, Professor Gary, some few words about your vision of the Sports Karate Museum and virtual reality with SetVR.
Well, Dr. Lee, my vision is very, very simple. Elders, respect, and knowledge. And with SetVR, XL Unleashed, you're allowing that to happen. Now, we have a core group that we've already chosen, and you already put it up. Four incredible people, in not any particular order, who is the core group of SetVR, XL Unleashed. Judge Roy Kerman, the first man to bring, well, the man that brought the two-point kick rule to the world in sport karate, and the creator of the Fort Worth program. George Minshew, the creator of the Karate Olympics, and the first man to give a gold ring in open point competition. Chris Minshew, a world point ladies karate champion, and Mr. Mike Dillard, the owner of Century Martial Arts Supply, the largest martial arts supply company in the world. And then we'll have future people like Mike Stone, Chuck Norris, Steve LaBelle, Bob Wall, and so many other profiles that the practitioner of SetVR XL Unleashed will be able to go in and listen and learn and watch about their profiles of these incredible champions. And we want to thank you, Dr. Reginald Lee, and your team, Bruce Shanahan, and all those incredible developers in India to let the Sport Karate Museum be a part of it. We wish you a very happy holiday, sir. We'll talk to you real soon, please.
You as well. Thank you, sir.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to bring back my special guest tonight, Mr. Johnny Hunter. Johnny, are you there?
Yeah, I'm sitting here, Professor.
Okay, Johnny, I'm going to try to do with a couple of names when we close the show out tonight. And you get to talk about it for about 1 minute. You ready?
Okay, I'm ready.
George Minshew, 1 minute.
George Minshew, I'm real best to George Minshew back to the Karate Olympics when I was a kid. I competed in downtown, I think, where they used to have the wrestling down there. He's a pioneer also bringing Black Belt Academy established in Houston. I think he used to fight alligators or something on the commercial back when I was a kid. But great martial arts, great pioneer.
Okay, how about Victor Chen? Remember Victor Chen? Talk about Victor a little bit.
Yep. Victor Chen is a good friend of mine. When I was a kid, I used to go down to his shop over off of Shepherd and look at books because I was real poor. I couldn't afford books, so I used to sneak in and read all the magazines. But as I grew older and opened my first commercial dojo, he used to give me, establish an account with him to buy uniforms and supplies from him. Great martial artist, taught the praying mantis kung fu on top of his building and established kung fu in the ballet area. So he was a great martial artist, a great friend. I really miss him.
Yeah, Victor was a good guy. He was my best friend, too. Listen, Johnny, thank you for being on the show tonight. And thank you for sharing your knowledge. And I hope to see you at the Legends this year, October 4th and 5th, at the West Chase Marriott in Houston, Texas. And I wish you a happy holidays and a Merry Christmas, Johnny.
You too, Professor. I'm honored to see you in October. Go with me.
You bet. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been talking to Mr. Johnny Hunter from Houston, Texas, the five, Dr. Reginald Lee, and my producer, Hunter Jesse Bowen, and, of course, the incredible Wolverine. And we want to wish everybody, we got two more shows before we finish the year out, and we'll be starting our new year. And we want to wish everybody a very, very safe and happy new year. And let these next 2 weeks of this 2023 be very prosperous for you. Be very productive. And take time to hug somebody. Tell them how much you care about them. And if you get a chance, go to www.sportkarateMuseumArchives.com and see what all the excitement is about. Sorry, bro. We had over 16,000 visitors last month on the webpage. So go check it out. And we mean this from the heart. We say it every week. And we really do mean it. Much, much mahalo. And aloha. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everybody. Much mahalo.
Good night, everybody. Take care and God bless.
Good night, all.
Good night, all.